A good evening. Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving.
And now, broadcasting live, galaxy-wide, deep from within the computer talk command and control bunker from an undisclosed location in the sunny Southwest, it's Computer Talk with Dave Mason. And now, your host for Computer Talk, Dr. Dave.
Good day, America. Welcome to another edition of Computer Talk with Dave Mason, border to border, coast to coast, and galaxy-wide, your home of common sense technology. Thanks for joining us this morning. First live show of the new year. A lot of special stuff to talk about, a lot of mundane, boring, unimportant stuff to talk about as well, including your calls at 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Kind of an exciting start to the show. Internet up and down in the bunker all morning long. Actually, not all morning long. Worked perfectly all morning until about 9:30.
Of course it did.
And then it went down.
Of course, just in time for the show's start. So you're probably not going to be hearing much from me right now, so I have to get everything going here.
You're looking a little rugged there, bro. Are you all
right? Yeah, that's right, baby.
There were rumors that you...
Hey, I'm going the hermit route.
You were dead.
I'm going the hermit route, and the first thing you do is you don't shave for 3 weeks.
That was... Yeah, the amount of beard you had would take me about 3 weeks. Took you, what, 3 days?
No, this is about 7 days.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, maybe that is about what I would be after 7 days, but... Anyway, we're all happy and healthy and feeling good here in the Computer Talk with Dave Mason Bunker in the sunny Southwest. Are we prepared? Are you ready to do the show open as we normally would do?
I think so. Ready? Go!
As you can hear, I'm joined by the ever-present, alive, massively muscular Cold Stone Evil Steve at my side.
Evil Steve.
I'm gonna eat
it. Continues to grow larger and larger. He eats too much of Tokyo Bay's content. What do you mean?
He eats everything in sight.
It shouldn't be able to eat all of that. Something should be done. Look at what? That monster's so huge.
And me? I'm my computer's user. And your host, Dr. Dave.
No. This is Dr. Dave earlier.
This is a great song.
The more you earn, the less you learn.
No.
We French, you'll find out.
That's good, isn't it? And I'm sure there's no one out there that can relate to this at all. Well, you know, I have to admit, what happens with me, and I really, really, really am aware of it, I try hard not to do it.
Kick the dogs?
No.
Oh, okay.
I never kick dogs, ever. But, you know, you talk with tech support people, and they treat you like your grandma, and you don't know anything. And I, it's a challenge.
It's because they're used to people who don't know anything.
Say, you know, well, and I'll give you an example. The gal that I was just talking to about the, you know, we called the ISP up and said, okay, hey, we're down. What are you seeing? You know, I always want to check on them because you don't want to be going around and running new cables and going berserk when the problem is on their end. And it often isn't, but I want to check it. And so that's what I do. I call them and check it. Well, one of the things that she did, you know, they've always make you do the unplug and the plug, which I'd already done 3 times before, and with no results. But then she says, okay, well, I'm going to clear the DNS cache. Well, right after she says that, my modem reboots. And I said, did you just reboot my modem? Sir, you gave me permission. I said, I know. I didn't say. You said you were going to clear DNS cache. You didn't say I was going to reboot my modem. I'm just making sure that that's all. It's okay. You know. You know, so anyway, it's a challenge, you know. And then the next time, I'm going to clear it again. Is it okay, sir? Do I have your permission now, sir? You know, he's like, yeah, you know what? Go do it. Just do whatever you got to do. You know, I'm just asking questions. You know, the answer to the question would be, did I reboot your modem? Yes, sir. Thank you. That's it, right? So anyway, it's always a challenge. And you aren't the only one that has to deal with the challenges. And, you know, I'll tell you, it's a great opportunity to talk about something that I forget. And it's kind of embarrassing that I forget it because I'm supposed to not forget this. And so I know if I'm forgetting it, you're forgetting it too. We've got a power line network in here as well.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what happens, and it doesn't happen very often. But when I've got issues with the internet going down, and then you do, you know, how many times have you done it, right? I mean, everybody and their grandmother has done the power. Sir, pull the plug from our modem and pull the plug on your router, and then wait a couple minutes, then plug your modem in, and then let all the lights come up, and then plug your router in, and then let all the lights come up, and then reboot your machine and see if you can get on.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's been through that, right? That's kind of by rote. If you've run through that a couple of times and you've got a power line network, I'll tell you what the problem could be. And it's happened twice in a year here. Something about the power line adapters messes up the network big time. You can't forget to reboot the power line adapters.
You know, that's a good suggestion because I haven't done that in a while.
If you forget that,
yeah,
your internet won't stay up. And just something as simple as rebooting your power line adapters can make everything come alive. And I'm not talking about, and here's the thing, I'm not talking about the portion of your network that's connected to the power line being down. I'm talking about the whole network being down. And that's what you can kind of forget is, you know, you're thinking, okay, well that, you know, the power line would only, if there were a problem, would only affect the stuff on that end of the network. Not necessarily. You could be in a position where the entire network is down. Whose is that?
I have no idea.
I don't even know where the phone is.
It's over here somewhere. Oh, it's yours.
Is it mine? That's Cox calling back asking if everything's working out.
I was like, what the heck? What kind of out music is that?
It's
what kind of bump music was that? I wasn't ready for that.
I don't know. Me either. So just be sure. If you've got a power line network and your internet is going up and down, that could explain it. It was the case here again this morning. But it's been twice in the last year or so that that's been the case. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. If you have any questions or comments on computers or the Internet, anything like that, you give us a call here. I'll do my best to solve your problem, as we did here in the bunker with solving our own problem. I mean, the reality is, you know, not a lot of brilliance going on here, just a lot of experience and hard work.
That's for sure.
You know? That's all it is. You know, if I know the answer to something, it's almost always because I've experienced it or a client has experienced it. And just, you know, you dig through the solutions and find the answers, you know, or dig through the problem and find the solutions. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. I don't even want to get into the temperature here today, the weather today. I just don't want to rub it in. It would be cruel. We come back, you take your calls at 866-821-8255, the best of 2003 and 2014, after this.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason, the high-tech way to stay regular.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve, yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's data recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to DaveMason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at DaveMason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the Internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at IDVault.com today and save $10. That's IDVault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. You've done everything you're supposed to do to protect yourself from identity theft, the fastest growing crime in America, but nothing's perfect, so how can you guarantee that your identity won't be stolen? Hi, this is Dr. Dave, host of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. LifeLock is the answer. Listen to what LifeLock CEO Todd Davis told me recently on my show.
The idea that you're going to hide your information clearly doesn't work. Let's go tell those criminals we're going to take control again. I'm not going to live in fear. I'm going to surf the web. I'm going to bank online. I'm going to shop online. I'm going to take advantage of technology without worrying about looking over my shoulder about who's going to steal my identity or what damage they're going to do to it. I'll back up every client we have at LifeLock with that $1 million guarantee.
There you go. You can stop worrying about identity theft because the folks at LifeLock have got your back. LifeLock, real identity theft protection with an astonishing $1 million guarantee. Go get LifeLock today at LifeLock.com or call 877-LIFELOCK. That's 877-543-3562. Tell Todd Davis, Dr. Dave sent you.